It is working. It is working. So we're pretty happy, to say the least, that we've got all this stuff going on for New California State, newcaliforniastate.com, and all the other things that are happening for us, with us, and by us, to say the least. We are absolutely brimming at the prospects to become part of New California. All you need to do is go to the newcaliforniastate.com website, and put your name and number down there. And where it says by your county, just fill out the information that's there. And everything will be absolutely ducky. It'll be a wonderful thing. So anyway, you got a lot of things talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio. So please visit our website, a21r.com. and newcaliforniastate.com. We've been monitoring all kinds of situations that have been going on. By the way, it's a boy. The Royals had a boy. That was this morning. We talked about that. It came during the first hour. I mean, well, the announcement did. I think it came earlier than that. But during the first hour of our show today, we made that announcement just moments after we got it from the news that it was announced. So just right there, you got it. Breaking news from Agenda 21 Radio. Prince Harry delivers remarks. Well, okay. Good job. Congratulations, you know. And then we talked a little bit about abortion. I don't think we are going to be doing, well, all that kind of talking, right? Anyway, like I said, we got a lot of stuff going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, I'm just baffled. I'm baffled that, I'm not really baffled. I'm excited. I shouldn't say baffled. I'm really excited. But you've got now the new groups out there, right? You've got the New California. You've got the New Illinois. You got the New York thing happening. I know we're trying to amass people to become partners in New York. I'm putting some names of people together, but I've been reaching out some people, and they haven't come back. And I know once they kind of sort through it and figure it out, and want to start something on their own, they'll definitely want to come back and be a part of the new York thing going on out there. Okay, and of course, New California, we are just absolutely the heartbeat, and it's interesting what. This weekend, it was nonstop conversations about New California, and I'm saying all positive. So something's going on, right? Something is really, really going on out there in the ether, isn't it? And of course, something's really going on at the Oroville Dam, and I'm just kind of perusing what's going on there. We're at 887. We're gonna see right now in this hour. Actually, we're gonna do it right now. The heck with it. Let's just challenge everybody. We're gonna do it right now. We're gonna go for those numbers right now, and see what we can really see. And we talked earlier, by the way, in the first hour about this the constitutional mapping and remapping of unconstitutional remapping of various counties and other districts, election districts. Ohio was the first one, but there's a big movement afoot, as many people have discovered here in California, to rearrange congressional and state districts, and especially, of course, the all-important state Senate districts. Now, a state Senate district is very oxymoronic, and we can see what it does. It gives you a democracy. Democracies, aren't those the wonderful things? No, they're not. It's a dictatorship. When you have a democracy, you have a dictatorship. D stands for dictator. In democracy. I'm serious. I mean, don't blow it off as a slight little thing. Study it. You know, everybody says, oh, that's fake news. I know, fake news about what republicanism versus being a Democrat is. That's fake news, right? Yeah. Fear-mongering. There it is. We're fear-mongering. All right, we're going to check the lake levels. I know that's with bated breath because, oh, we did get an 8 o'clock one. This is odd. Well, maybe not so much. 886.73 feet. And it an hour ago, see, it's 11 o'clock Eastern, An hour ago, it was 886.71 feet. Now it's 886.73 feet. Wow, that's a real riser. And nothing's changed in terms of outflows versus inflows. We're still at 94.94 on the outflow side. All that coming from the Hyatt power plant, by the way. All that coming from the Hyatt power plant. And then the, oh, I'm sorry, the inflow coming from the river, right, the Feather River and estuaries and so on, is a total of 4,480 feet on the inflow side. Get it? So we've, an hour ago, the storage was 3,331 and 949, and now it's 3,332,251 on the storage side. So, you know, you've had a little bit of a rise there. And keep in mind, this is now at the upper limits of the Oroville Dam in the Oroville, Lake Oroville. So you're at the tree line. All that's, the water's nudging up at the tree line. And not only that, then now the very top of the dam, the tippy top. So are we going to have a tippy top, tippy covers? Cover, we need one of those cups, you know. No tippy tops for you. And what does it look like on the spillway? Now, I'm going to have a few words about this because I think it's really relevant to have these words about this. Ah, here we go. We've got the dam spillway. We're looking now at Oro Dam Boulevard at the spillway. Massive leaking going on in the spillway. Massive leaking. It's just massively leaking. Let's just face it. And if you want to live in the alternative environment, alternative worlds out there, and say that the leaks are not massive, okay. And again, I'm going to do this for you. How many fingers am I holding up right now? And I'll tell you, I'm holding up two, really holding them up. But for those of you that are in the state of denial, you're seeing five, aren't you? Come on, fess up. You see five. See, there. Don't you feel better that now that I just admitted to you that you see five because there's only two there, right? Good. All right. Now, doesn't it make you feel good? There's only two there, but I see five because I want more. I want more than two. I want five. So I see five. There you go. So I look at the dam and I see water coming out of the spillway, and that's okay, isn't it? Isn't it? Sure it is. If you want it to be. And if you want to be in the state of denial, we'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America! Call 800.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Kind of interesting what we're seeing here now in the world of, the Orville Dam. It's a big world after all, isn't it? I mean, it's just fascinating what's happening. A little bit of levity. No levity here. No, we cannot do levity. Forget levity business. Nothing to smile and laugh about here, because it's all too serious. We just take ourselves way too serious, don't we? But, you know, you just have to admit to what is the reality out there to kind of deal with reality. And it's kind of interesting. I was, there's a lot of research to what we do. And everybody says, oh, you're fake news. Not everybody, but the people who don't like what we say. Your fake news. I said, wow. You know, so I said, and some of these articles that we post up and stuff like that about the dam and so on, and I said, well, let's just track down where we get our information. So, well, a lot of it comes from California Department of Water Resources. Hello. It's their own stuff. Isn't that amazing? You say, wow. How good. Yeah, it is amazing. And of course, from other sources as well, you know. So we're running an article right now about how dams fail. Orville Dam and failure mode. This is how they fail, right? One of the ways is with something called piping, and another one is called phreatic movement. We talked about phreatic movement. And where dams fail first and so on. And then and like in the Orville Dam, where will the dam failure begin? And it actually begins at the 908-foot level. A lot of people don't quite understand. They think, oh, it's 901. No, well, it is. If it's 901 right at the weir, the low point of the weir, on the OG weir, or Orville weir. And then if you go further out, though, because it's spread out on the weir, go to the north of the weir. And that northern end is actually 908 feet, which actually it went to 908 feet in 2017. A lot of people don't realize that. They get stuck on that 901. But it's also, if you take a look at the top of the dam, it's 920-some feet. Okay, but there's an important thing. There's something that's going on here. And I for those of you that are wondering why we are just clamoring and being so suspicious, it comes to the how many fingers do you see moment. Right? Like I was kind of playing with your heads there a little bit. It really was. I was playing with you, okay? We're frisky today. We're feeling a little frisky on these numbers. Feeling frisky with numbers. All right? Frisky with numbers. All right, here we go. I'm gonna. This is something. It came from the Oroville Ad Hoc Group meeting on January 10th, 2019. Okay? And I'm going to play this. And we'll see if we like it or not. We're going to play it, and I'm going to get some points, and just some added discussion from some people that are there, so you can kind of hear what's going on. Here we go. This is this meeting. Just I want listen to the conversations, and here we go. All right.
We did double check, and you did instrumentation. And I think that's the notion that I think would be helpful in this process here is. Don't just stop at the end of the analysis, but keep going. Keep exploring those assumptions and build that into your process.
So I think that's part of the review of what's done.
FERC conducted a after-incident panel, and that was one of their recommendations.
It's a discussion. You know, you got some local people here talking about the dam. It's an ad hoc committee now. Ad hoc committee.
I think it's a good recommendation that panel made.
So the practice that we would use in
reclamation,
was
the dam expert
we were
here.
Sitting on the fence as to whether or not to take an action.
And then we're going
to
get Assemblyman James Gallagher.
And do more to try
who's a real practical guy. He's a farmer,
one way
actually.
Or the other.
And he's going to mention a few things here in a second.
That in the results,
after this guy,
the risks,
this guy's kind of just blowing us off. It was a very wordy meeting. It's 3 hours long. And it meant you really have to be into words. Lots of words with no meaning. Or, in my opinion, I mean, you know, because when you have a meeting, you got to have like a function for the meeting. Or, I mean, why do you have a meeting? But I guess what this is all about, this ad hoc business, and we're going to get to Gallagher here. Here we go.
There's going to be this level two risk analysis, which I think is good, and it is, like you said, it's much more comprehensive than anything that's been done before. But since this is an area that Ruin Center really focuses in on, like, hey, what are we maybe not getting? Maybe trying to incorporate some of their things, you know, maybe even having Ruin, because I think he's a pretty good resource, you know, as part of the teams that are looking at different aspects of this level two risk analysis, because that is going to be key to informing, right? Like you said, that really is going to tell us, maybe it's going to be very informative to our other processes, including this one, right? And part 12D inspections in the future, right? When I look at this specific incident, right? Again, as a layman, but looking back on that forensic report, it's like, okay, we did part 12D inspections, and there were things that were brought up like, well, yeah, we were repairing these cracks every 10 years on the spillway.
Here we go.
Why wasn't that ever indicative of like, and they follow the herringbone pattern of where the drains are. Why wasn't that ever indicative of like, okay, well, maybe there's something more fundamentally wrong here, right? But it was instead what happened, according to the report, was, hey, this was normalized. Like, oh, no, this is what we do every 10 years, and there's really nothing, you know. And there was also the, hey, well, what's going on with the geology? Oh, it's really sound, competent rock, which was really just a cut and paste from one portion of the geology report. Nobody ever said, well, hey, okay, what's your basis for saying that? How do you know that, right? And I think that's something that probably should have been done, right? But it just wasn't, right? Now, there could be things that are even bigger than that, right? That we're just not even thinking of is what I think the concern is, and how is that caught by sort of our better processes to make sure that we're taking into account the potential risks that are out there?
I would just like to add, I view the whole process as it's a living process. We're going to get a huge update through this level two that's going to be conducted the next 3 months. And those PFMs and those risks are going to be tracked. And we're going to, you know, partner with asset management to develop a process to do that consistently.
That's a damn expert, a damnable expert. Of course, I'm a damnable. We're deplorables, right? Might as well be damnables. That was done in an ad hoc meeting, open meeting, you know, because we want transparency, right? We want to have the conversation about what could be wrong, what would go wrong, what possibly could go wrong, about this, that, and the other. And we've got teams of very highly paid people here in that room. Probably a couple, $3 million, maybe $5 million worth of human assets in this room at the same time right now. Now, Gallagher's done, you know, he's an assemblyman. And he's the only guy in the room asking the right questions, I might add, right? Now, this is a transparent process. We want transparency. We're going overboard for transparency. But since they ran the spill on April 2nd, no transparency for you. In fact, I was denied a media pass, and now reporters are being denied media passes. They have clamped down because there's something wrong at the dam. Just my, I don't know, tinfoil hat thinking, right? No transparency for us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Competent rock. What does it mean to be a competent rock? Well, certain competencies, as opposed to... isn't that weird? When you get into the world of dams, Everybody weirds out. Everybody's weird. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. I don't have to kid around with something like it. You know, those of you that are into competency or incompetency, I know, what is wrong with me today, right? Well, there's nothing wrong with me, nothing at all. It's just the way it is, the way it is. Babs, remember Babs? Yeah. So I just found it very interesting that back in January, oh, man, we were just out there. We were just letting everybody know how confident we were. And we were just so open about everything dealing with the dam. But now, not so open for you. Kind of a little bit of a problem, huh? It's called competency. Or is it incompetency? So when you have rock that's competent, like solid granite, okay, that's competent rock. But if you've got, you know, the crumbly kind of granite, it's not so competent. It crumbles, which is really what this hillside's made of. It's not real competent rock at all. And, of course, it's been exacerbated. There's been problems with the whole thing. And now we're starting to figure it out. Some other little questions being raised by all this. And you can check it out, some of the hard stories. I'm going to chime in on this one. This is one that was done as a result of a man who is basically looking at all the different things going on in the Oroville Dam situation, talking about the failures of the spillway at 908 feet and what might happen. See what he has to say about it. Interesting presentation by porterblog.com, www.porterblog.com. He's got some very interesting things to say here. Here we go. See it
at our porterblog.com website. You'll see that link to the information in the bottom of the video. But the short of it is that Oroville Dam failures will begin at the emergency spillway when lake levels reach 908 feet. Same goes for the main spillway. At 899-foot lake level, it only takes 6 inches of rain in 21 hours to reach the 908-foot failure point. Basically, that means if the dam is full and impending going over the emergency spillway, it only takes 6 inches of rain in the 21-hour period to pop the levels up to 908 feet where the emergency spillway and the main spillway will start to fail. Another important area of note is no risk assessment has been performed on the unreinforced lower sections of the emergency spillway. The emergency spillway no longer has capacity to be a redundancy for the main spillway. The emergency spillway can now only handle 100,000 cubic feet per second flow rate. It was 450,000 cubic feet per second. The hillside actually failed when only 12,000 cubic feet per second was going over the hillside. The main spillway can now only handle 269,000 cubic feet per second flow rate. It was 301,000 cubic feet per second. Oroville Dam can no longer survive the maximum possible flood. That's back in the 1957, that was calculated out to be at an 1800-year flood level. Basically, in 1957, they expected that once every 1,800 years, such a flood would occur. Oroville Dam cannot handle the standard project flood when lake levels are above 848 feet. Global warming will make the 1,800-year maximum possible flood occur more frequently. Global warming will make the 440-year standard project flood occur more frequently.
Okay, I want to stop there for a second because, first of all, this information was released by the California Department of Water Resources. He's just quoting. So right now, with the lake at 886, almost 7, the statement that came from them. Hello? Are we listening? The statement that came from them was that it cannot handle, first of all, the flows, right? It says you're at 899 feet, the lake level, it only takes 6 inches of rain in 21 hours to reach the 908-foot failure point. I hate it when this happens. It says no risk assessment has been performed on the unreinforced section of the emergency spillway. The emergency spillway can no longer has capacity to be a redundancy for the main spillway. The emergency spillway can now only handle 100,000 cubic feet per second flow rate, and it was 450,000 cubic feet. The main spillway can now only handle 269,000 cubic feet. The flow rate was 301. Orville Dam can no longer survive a maximum possible flood. So Orville Dam can no longer handle a standard project flood when lake levels are above 848 feet. We have a situation right now where the level is 886 and change. 886, not 848. And right now we have pending snowmelt that's going to raise the level drastically, yet by all standards, the main spillway is useless. So the water has only one place to go, and that one place is the emergency spillway. And that's why if you take a look at what they're doing at the dam today, I'm just saying it looks like, and of course, remember, we're all shut out from this. There's no public discussion going on. There's not much being reported. They're saying, oh, it's all good in the hood. We're raising those. Their story is they're raising up the dam to the maximum rate for recreational purposes. Somehow this math is not figuring out, is it? There's something wrong here. So why are they not answering questions from reporters? Why are they not answering proper questions from people who just email want to find out? What's the secrecy all about? At this level, at this point. And why are they hustling around so many trucks right now, filling everything with dirt? Those excavators are just popping about. They're working in the middle of the night so people can't see them. You know, I'm just a suspicious kind of guy. But then I want to know about that competent rock that Assemblyman James Gallagher was asking about. Okay. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping.
Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things happening for New California. And we're going to be having May 8th. Yeah. In Rockland. Visit our website and you can get on board with that. It's going to be a nice meeting down there in Rockland starting at 6 o'clock. And I think you're going to like it. It's going to be all about New California. We have a bunch of stuff happening and get everybody up to snuff on what's happening for New California. Anyway, we are absolutely enthralled, if you will. We are enthralled with all the different things that have been going up. Lock them up. Imprisoning A.G. Barr becomes new rally cry as Dems. No. Let's see. Oh, God. Here we go. This is a trigger warning. 2020 Dem hopeful pitches new requirement for all gun owners. Here we go. Yeah, why it's such a losing proposition for these guys, right? So Nancy Pelosi and everybody wants to arrest Barr, right? It says House Judiciary schedules vote to hold Barr in contempt. NPR reporter refers to Barr summary in same terms as FDR describing attack on Pearl Harbor. Shocking, shocking. Imprisoning A.G. Barr becomes new rallying cry as Dems reel from Mueller report's release. Well, you know, come on. Why should he show up there? He doesn't have to. I mean, because the president says he doesn't have to, so forget it. All right, so a little bit of fallout from the Derby thing, a little bit of political correctness going on. Because we just have so many things happening. It says Kentucky Derby results leaves maximum securities owner in total disbelief. Right. They're coming out yesterday at the Derby saying, this guy's just got it together. He knows it's part of horse racing. This is just what happens. Really? says, and now we're getting the payback. Now it's all coming out. People are going, wait a minute, what happened here? Says the shocking decision to overturn Maximum Security's win at the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby on Saturday is set to be appealed Monday, said one of the horse's co-owners, who added he was still in disbelief at the unprecedented ruling. Gary West also told Today that Maximum Security will not be racing in the Preakness Stakes, which is set for May 18th, after the horse's hopes of capturing a Triple Crown were dashed over the weekend. We were stunned, shocked, and in total disbelief, West said. The appeal has to be filed within 48 hours, so we'll be filing that today. On Saturday, Stewart spent 20 minutes going over video of the race from various perspectives. Before ultimately deciding to disqualify Maximum Security for impeding progress around the turn of the home stretch. Well, that was a great race, actually. The stewards cited a section of the rules that called for disqualification if a leading horse or any other horse in a race swerves or is ridden to either side so as to interfere with, intimidate, or impede any other horses or jockeys. The stewards awarded 65-1 long shot Country House the victory. It was the first time in the race's 145-year history that the horse who finished first in the Kentucky Derby was disqualified, according to the race's official Twitter account. West said he was upset that Chief Steward Barbara Borden didn't take any questions after making the ruling. I think the fact that the head steward would not take any questions shows complete lack of transparency and optically appears they know they made a bad decision and needed some time to put the best possible spin on their extremely questionable decision, he told the New York Post on Sunday. Yay, yay, yay. Is there a presidential ability to overturn? This is just a major guffaw. President Trump also appeared to be displeased with the outcome, blaming it on political correctness. It is. I'm sorry. It just looks so. I'm not a horse guy other than I love going to the track. I don't gamble. Not a gambling guy. I mean, I just love the track. It's wonderful. No gambling going on, no mint juleps or anything like that. Just it's a great atmosphere. The Kentucky Derby decision was not a good one, Trump tweeted. Okay, we got it, that Trump tweet. Only in these days of political correctness could such an overturn occur. The best horse did not, N-O-T capitalized. The Preakness is set to take place on May 18th, followed by the Belmont Stakes, June 8th. This is a travesty, actually. And, you know, see, now the days following this, everybody's freaking out, right? About this whole thing. See if we got a clip of this. This is a Fox News flash top. Oh, I see. We're gonna see if we can get this whole thing to play here. I don't know if it's gonna do it. But anyway, terrible decision. Shocking. Don't let it happen again. So they say. But you know, the first time in the 145-year history. And they make a 20-minute decision, and boom, boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka. This is just not good. Okay, anyway, we're going to come up to this. I'm going to hold off on this. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, guess what? Have a boy. 7-pounder, from what I understand. Just a little side note to history. Political correctness in horse racing should not be happening. Anyways, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, New California. And Agenda is the code word for MyPillow, 800-266-4715. Be right back.
Two, one, one, zero.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And checking out the rise in the dam. The rise in the dam and what's going to be happening there. It's kind of an interesting situation. I thought they were done repairing the spillway. Of course, they're not. There's a lot of things that are going on. And we're definitely looking at it like, wow, this is kind of weird. This is kind of weird how this whole thing is playing out. And it's just the way it is, guys. It is absolutely the way it is. Anyway, I want to thank all of you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio and making us such a popular show on the radio. And really do appreciate it. I mean, we really, 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 really do appreciate the fact that, you know, we're kind of popular with everybody out there. And it kind of tickles me, but I want to thank all of our citizen journalists for all the great jobs that you have done over the years. I got a lot of great, great articles over the course of this last weekend. I don't even know where the weekend went. It was like a real blur. I mean, we had a big conference call last night, and we had a whole bunch of other things going on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, it's like a 24/7, 365 job. What's up with that? And I don't get paid for it. Well, you know, a lot of rewards in a lot of different ways. Anyway, we got many things coming up, of course, this week. And a little bit of a rundown tonight. We've got the big Tea Party thing. Liz Ritchie's going to be there speaking on behalf of New California. So that's going to be a big deal. And also on the 8th, we've got... Oh, tomorrow is grievance number 67 for New California. 67. Did I say number 67? We're getting close to that 95 mark now, aren't we? Just marching forward with these grievances. This is a process, ladies and gentlemen, and we're winning the process. It's amazing what's happening. Anyway, so we got all that stuff going on. And then, of course, Wednesday, we've got the big thing in Placer. There's going to be a lot of people there. And really thank everybody in advance for all the planning and everything. We got phone calls going off when we shouldn't have phone calls going off here in the studio from, guess who, people who want information. And you can go ahead and call that number that's so ubiquitous out there to get a hold of us here in the studio, and we'll be able to help you out. Also, of course, email. You can email me, paul at a21r.com. That's probably the best way to get a hold of me for all your email needs, paul at a21r.com. And remember, visit our website, a21r.com, or agenda21radio.news. Either way, it gets you there. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Check out what we got going on with the convention. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.